This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
A 3,000-year-old Chinese board game has met 21st-century technology, and the technology has won, in a manner of speaking. An artificial intelligence program built by the AI company Google DeepMind has beaten the top human player of Go, the aforementioned board game. It is just the first game in a five-game series, so there's still time for humanity to come back, but the win is a big deal, because Go is considered to be some orders of magnitude more complicated than chess. Our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, is here, as she always is, to make me smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So how did this thing do it? I mean, this is the best human player in the world that it beat.
Yeah, it's the best human player in the world at the hardest game
right,
in history.
Right.
And so that's the question. Yeah, you know, what's really interesting about this particular AI is that it can learn and it can approximate intuition, which is kind of the crazy part of this story, that it can recognize not only its own mistakes, but sort of make educated guesses at what will pay off in the future based on those past mistakes. So that's why it's such a huge achievement in terms of artificial intelligence, because it's doing the kind of pattern recognition that was previously reserved for, you know, humans.
Humans, right. Okay, I, for one, welcome my new robot overlords, but what happens next with this intelligence?
You say that now, Kai.
That's true. Easy for me to say now.
No, what's interesting is that we're in this era of big data, which we talk about all the time, but we're discovering that we actually have way more data than we can analyze, that we can do anything with. And so it's just sitting there. There's all of this promise of patterns that can save lives or make people tons of money or build brilliant robots. So far, we actually just don't have the computing power to sort that data and draw those conclusions. So AlphaGo and that whole DeepMind division are kind of a move in that direction. And of course, this is technology that's directly beneficial to Google, which is, of course, collecting tons of data and uses it to make money in all kinds of different ways.
Well, now that you brought it up, making money, right? The first thing I thought of when I read about this story was IBM and Watson and how everybody said, oh, my goodness, this is going to be great. How's Watson doing as a business operation?
Yeah, so that is the question. Watson is not doing that well. I mean, look, IBM has basically bet the farm on Watson as technology. They've been pouring money into it. They've been marketing it like crazy. People have said that they've now shoved so many business divisions under the Watson brand name that it's hard to tell what's even actually using that technology anymore.
Huh.
Most experts say it's still not even quite as smart in the real world as a toddler.
Wow.
And so it takes a long time for these technologies to pay off. Now, Google's in a slightly better position. It's not betting the entire company on the DeepMind division, so it probably has more time to nurture the tech into a bigger business.
Yeah.
But so far, at least Watson, as an example, is a little bit more marketing than it is payoff.
All right, so that toddler comment, and we just have a little bit of time left, guts my last question, which was, where are we on the scale of the Turing test, right, where humans have to guess whether a computer is actually a human or not?
Yeah, you know, there are various elements of that test. I was just at a conference where people were predicting that in terms of speech recognition, that a computer will be able to fool humans because the artificial intelligence that lets a computer talk back to you has gotten so good. I mean, we're getting closer, but you got to figure we're at least still 5 years away.
Hmm. Molly Wood on AlphaGo and DeepMind and artificial intelligence. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.